This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Belgium today discussed the possibility of defence engagements in the Indo-Pacific, particularly in the maritime domain. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with Princess Astrid of Belgium and Defence Minister Theo Franken in New Delhi. During the meeting, they discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Junagarh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day today. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav, members from different states, representatives from NGOs, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states participated in the meeting. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the collective conservation efforts at Gir Forest that ensured steady rise in the population of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi also commended the role of tribal communities and women in preserving Asiatic lion habitat. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the dairy sector not only contributes to the development of the country, but also contributes significantly to rural development and the prosperity of small farmers. Inaugurating the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the dairy sector also takes care of the nutrition of the country. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal today said the government has amended the Indian laws to maintain dignity and safety of women in the country. He added that with the artificial intelligence or AI features, several crimes have risen against women, but the government is taking several major steps to crack them down. Mr. Meghwal said this while addressing the workshop on cyber laws relating to women and cyber awareness program at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Financial awareness among women has increased by 42% from the previous year. This was stated in a report titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women's Role in India's Financial Growth Story, which was launched by Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. According to the report, around 27 million women were monitoring their credit till December last year. In a significant verdict, the Supreme Court today held that visually impaired persons cannot be denied the opportunity of employment in judicial services. Pronouncing the verdict today, the Apex Court said persons with disabilities must not face any discrimination in their pursuit of judicial service recruitments and that the state must provide them affirmative action to ensure an inclusive framework. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland from tomorrow. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said, India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold discussions with his counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and will meet several other dignitaries. The government has accorded Navratna status to the Indian Railway Finance Corporation, IRFC, and the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC. The IRFC is a central public sector enterprise of the Ministry of Railways with an annual turnover of over 26,000 crore rupees. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dropped 112 points to close at 73,086 and the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, fell marginally by 5 points to settle at 22,119. At the 97th edition of the Academy Awards in Los Angeles today, director Sean Baker's romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards in Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress categories. However, Emilia Perez topped this year's nominations with 13 nods. And Krishna Jaishankar made history at the Mountain West Indoor Track and Field Championships 2025 in New Mexico by becoming the first Indian woman to cross the 16-meter mark in indoor shot put. And that is the end of this news bulletin.